Hi, Ken.
Hey. Hey.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you
so much. It's your actual birthday today.
Yeah, it's... But I mean, for them, it's not.
I don't care about them. It's me and you right here. Yeah, they're getting a little intimate look into our friendship.
They're getting an intimate look into yesterday.
Yes.
Which, yeah, thank you.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
I'm feeling good.
I want to let you know that I'm having sort of an existential crisis.
By me turning...
Yeah. Your birthday is like another little...
A little tick in the lifetime clock.
Yeah, it's a little anniversary for me, for, you know, crisis. No, I'm kidding. So how old are you turning?
I'm 28.
28 years old. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
I honestly, I think this is the most neutral I've ever felt about anything.
Really?
I'm feeling very just level.
I'm trying to remember last year, I thought you were a little bit like, what?
Yeah, it was my Barbie birthday.
What does that mean?
It's the year that I always put my Barbies at.
Oh, okay. They were always 27?
All my Barbies were.
Solid year.
It just sounded solid like enough that it would be like, well, she's a young professional, ready to, I don't know, date around, get laid. She's a Barbie.
Honestly, you may have missed the mark. Like, I feel like 20, you should have said 22.
Right, exactly. No, but that's me to a T, is just being like, I want to be almost 30.
Well, I think that you were just that when I think up until recently, it was like, yeah, that's what happened. You pay your dues and blah, blah, blah. And then you millennials came in and you kicked down the door and you said, nuh-uh, I'm 23 and I am famous. Right?
Wow. Beautiful. But you did it so young.
I did it. Well, I did it 15, but then I changed my name. I moved to a different place. We don't have to get into
that. Yeah, it was a whole.
People are looking for me, but don't worry. It's not for anything too serious.
Good, good, good.
Just to kill me. Finally have their revenge.
Super not serious.
But I'm so happy it's your birthday.
Thank you.
Virgo birthday, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. We both know.
I was wearing a lion ring the other day, and a little girl was like, oh, a lion. And she was like, I'm a Leo.
And you're like,
and I was like thinking about it, and I was like, I'm a virgin. It's just like, oh, what's your ring? Oh, it's a virgin. Like, it just wouldn't work. Well, just, the talisman isn't as strong, is all I'm saying.
I get, Well, I mean, some of those are too obvious, though, right?
A lion.
Okay, we get it. Like,
what's
Leos.
What's yours mean? What's your...
It's like twins?
Oh, yeah.
It's like twinsies.
Twins are interesting.
Yeah, what does it mean?
I don't know, but it seems weird.
Yeah.
You know, Ken, always into twins.
Feels like I'm cracking up. But yeah, something we don't talk about enough, any people in general, are rising signs.
Oh, yeah.
And my rising sign is Virgo.
I know. It's and why
it made
we get
me think,
along
like,
so
oh, it made me get along, but then I looked it up. No, Virgos don't like one another.
No.
Like, this is my corner. I'm the Virgo.
No, it's why, you know.
I think Geminis do like one another, though, because they're like, oh my God.
Another set of twins.
Another crazy person. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Who was born on this day? Do we know off the top of our heads?
Adam Sandler, and that's it.
Well, that's a pretty great one, I gotta say.
Not for me.
I have to scroll for a while after Perry, of course. Perry being great.
I mean, that's, like, don't even make me feel good about Adam Sandler when you have Perry Gilpin on your side.
I got some, I got like Henry Kissinger, you know?
A bit of a reader type.
Yeah, right. But so you have Adam Sandler. All right, that's it. We don't have another one.
Okay. Not that I know of.
Well, I will say this: I have Perry Gilpin.
So you have the best one.
We
on
Earth. Have Perry Gilpin.
Right, it's true. The podcast has Perry Gilpin.
Yeah.
Mostly because it's all about Perry Gilpin.
Yeah. And speaking of Perry Gilpin.
Speaking of Perry Gilpin. 4 degrees. 3 degrees.
2 degrees of Perry Gilpin.
So it's sort of a funny story, Kendra.
Wait, first I want to tell people that we're going to be talking about robots.
Okay, robot. It's the robot
this
episode.
This is the robot themed episode.
Right?
But first we have a non-robot related
episode. By the way, loose robot episode, right? Like,
no, I mean, like, I think everything we're talking about has a robot in it.
Honestly,
yeah,
kind of, yeah.
Jesus,
I know,
everything
I'm so sorry.
Has a robot in it, except for what you're about to talk to. And guess who else is in a robot? Perry Gilpin. Speaking of Perry Gilpin,
and I'm not a robot.
Oh, interesting.
Question mark.
What's your rising sign? A robot.
Yeah, it's a robot. It's, you know, the robot emoji. It's like, bleh. Oh my God.
So you're planning a trip?
Well, I'm going on a trip with some college buddies. And I just thought it was funny because, like, everyone agreed to do it. So now we're, like, these, like, 10 dudes, right? And it's going to be, like, a
and
dude fest.
And I don't
fest.
Think that many people should hang out it's together, dude let
fest.
Alone.
Dude Fest 2K19.
Are you going to just stay in a cabin where you and that much male energy can just stay away from society? Because that's what I would recommend.
We're just going to go pile up in the woods. Just one, stack each other, one on top of one another.
Honestly, would watch.
It's weird, though. we're going to Louisville. We're going to Louisville because
oh, I didn't know they had seals there.
The Louisville Seals. It makes sense. It's right on the ocean. 1,000 miles away. No, we're going to see our college football team, our alma mater, that team play.
Okay, here's a quick question.
It was an excuse. It's an excuse. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so excited about this trip. But I am. I'm happy to see all the people there. But it was just funny because it's a bunch of dudes getting together and we're like planning stuff like we're going to go to the racetrack and we're going to do this and there's all this stuff like Jeez. That. And then someone just threw out, they're like, hey, you know what's coming out that weekend? Joker. Let's go see Joker. And I'm like, of course we're going to add Joker to this.
Already a terrible event.
Well, it's not
it
a terrible
like
event.
You're going to have a great time. But can you imagine me in every part of that?
That's all I do nowadays. I've told you, you've conditioned me to imagine you there. And I'm like, whoa, this would be...
It's going to be rough.
And honestly, part of me has a perverse sort of way. Like, wow, man, do you think I could kidnap my friend Kendra and make her go along with this? But like in a goof sort of way.
Yeah.
At the end, our friendship remains intact.
Right.
And not horribly shattered
right,
forever.
Where it's just like, yeah, don't love kidnapping. Anyway.
Yeah. That was a horribly violent act that you did. And you also brought me somewhere I just didn't want to be. Still we're friends forever.
Yeah.
I just don't think it would work.
No, I don't think
I feel
so
like we found our line. That's the line I cannot cross.
Good to have one.
But anyway, I just thought it was funny. We're adding Joker to that. Just because of all the brouhaha, which is all ridiculous in a way.
What I wanted to add to my birthday week is we're going to watch Hustlers.
Okay. Yeah, that's out for real right now, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
I don't know. They've been promoting it so much. Lately, things have gotten so good at promoting things. And I think I'm now like everyone's prime target.
Mm-hmm.
Ken still doesn't get ads on Instagram, so he doesn't know what this is all about.
Don't put that out. You just said that into a robot, Mike.
Yeah, it's
They're just going to speak to one another right now, and all of a sudden I'm going to be getting some crap on my Instagram.
Yeah, somehow he doesn't have ads. I'm still not convinced that that's true.
No, as I've showed you my feed, but also I think we just figured out that they know that I, you know...
He's just a mediocre target.
Yeah, they know that I really can't do anything.
But that's how I get all my... that's how I find out about movies. That's how I find out about every single thing Adam Driver's in. I bet if I looked at my targets, Adam Driver would be one of my targets.
He's in everything, though.
I know, he's just having a busy time.
He's having a great year.
But the point is, Hustlers, which doesn't have Adam Driver in it, but I've been getting so many ads lately for TV shows, because they're like, this girl consumes. And as in she has consumption. No, as in she watches a lot of TV.
Yeah.
And so now I start looking for things like 2 weeks before they actually come out.
Yeah.
That horrible Carnival Row, which I don't really want to watch, but John and I are going to watch, of course.
Of course you are, yeah. And I'm happy because I want to know what it's how it is.
Well, the moment it was just
how
like...
How good it is.
Like, there was a fairy on the cover. I don't even like fairies. Not even really my, like, fantasy...
Sounds it's not weird. Your go-to.
It's not my go-to.
Yeah.
Like...
That's not the...
I'm more into witches.
Yeah, it's not your
fairies.
Fantasy milieu.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. French, yes, of course. It's not my, yeah.
You like witches? You like, well, wait, you like witches? You do like witches.
I like witches. I like things to be stupid, so that's why I think it's going to work.
Okay, great.
And like, but also I'm really grossed out by Orlando Bloom and Cara Delevingne. I mean, that must be a decent age gap, right?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I just think of
well,
him
because
as
she's
like a little
being
twerp,
a fairy,
but you're right.
So it's like okay.
Yeah.
But like I was thinking about it, I was like,
how old is she? I have no idea. Is she like 20?
I think she's like 20.
Okay, and he's probably like my age, right?
I would guess older.
Old man Bloom?
No, I think he's older. Because like, it's been a long time since
Are you
since
saying the bloom has worn off?
No, I think he's still doing great.
What are we talking about? He's not still, he hasn't been, I mean, listen, I love Orlando
But
Bloom.
Isn't he with Katy Perry?
As much as the, is he really? Oh, good for him.
I'm pretty sure, that's actually why I like Orlando Bloom.
He just hasn't been
I think
in something
like,
in a while that I've seen, but I don't mm-hmm. know. I mean, he was great in Lord of the Rings.
And he looks like he's going to be good in Carnival Row.
He's one of the best elves ever.
He's a detective.
So you're excited about the show.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, you're really, hiding it all that well.
I didn't know I was this excited. Okay, can we get on to the robot talk?
Yeah, robot talk.
Okay.
Specifically, the robot talk is about
I've watched. Been consuming some robot content. Yeah. You consumed a little bit of robot content.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always do.
Yeah, I watch a robot to see my robot content. I was in a plane, mm-hmm. and I like to theme my movies.
Yeah, right. You're like, oh, let me plane this movie.
I don't put it
double feature.
Yeah, as I soar over the Great Plains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, but so I first chose Alita, Battle Angel.
Battle Angel, yep.
I think that's not the best name I've ever heard.
Yeah, I think it's based on a comic, though. That's,
I think
that's
so, too, but I think Angel's a weird thing to put in a thing.
Mm-hmm. There was some...
So it was kind of good.
Yeah, well, I mean, it had a lot of... So I haven't seen it, but it had a lot of people sort of... like a baggage up front. People were like sort of shitting on it before it came out, and then you got the sense that it didn't do that well. But we were talking about it actually did really well, and the people that saw it tended to like it.
Yeah.
From what I saw on the internet.
It was a lot of... Okay, well, here's some things that I... Here's how it happened. I did not come in planning to watch that, but then the people next to me were watching it. Like, the guy next to me was watching it, and then his wife started watching it, and then I was like, why not join the party?
Were you like, are we doing a robot thing? Let's do a robot thing.
I was like, rewind so we can all go at the same time.
Yeah.
No, actually, I forgot headphones, so I had a whole, like, thing.
Did you have to get the headphones from the people?
Yeah. But it took forever because the plane was so big.
Oh, yeah, right. Ugh. If you don't get them right up front...
You're screwed.
Screwed.
And I was, and I didn't get to finish my second horrible movie, AXL.
Wait, you didn't finish that?
How
do we know? Maybe they weren't even robots all along.
I know every single thing one could know about that movie.
But Battle, I want to say Battlestar.
Me too.
Galactica. It's Battle Angel.
Yeah. Battle Angel. She's a robot.
And she has like a pseudo father inventor figure, right?
Christoph Waltz. Yeah. He finds her head just coming down. Okay. It's a good dystopian story.
Yeah.
There's a floating city. And that's the metropolis.
Right.
And then there's the down place that sends all the good stuff up. It sounded like they were like in the perfect place to do a riot. You know what I mean? Yeah. To be like, oh yeah, we stopped sending things up.
Yeah. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to come down here?
Like, oh, we got farms here.
Yeah.
That's where you get your food. We didn't send up the food. Wait. I think that's what's going to happen in the second one if it ever happens.
I think you always have a clean eye where a riot can start, all right? Who actually has the power? It's the people.
It's the people. The people have the power, especially when the people make everything.
Although we're living in a country that sort of as an experiment is showing that's not the case.
But you don't send up everything via tubes. It's just the...
Don't we? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, but the tube concept made it seem really easy to cut off the tube.
Oh, yeah, like no more tubes.
Right? Just cool, yes, we broke your tubes.
Broke the tubes, yeah. Okay, and then they have to come down and then you
ambush
them.
Or just like, what'd you put up the tubes? We actually hooked it up with our sewage system. Mm. That's what's been going up the tubes. It's a brilliant idea. That's.
I know. Well, if they ever, I mean, now I think.
Sequel too.
Now that you put this out, the powers that be will never go to the tube. Well, they'll never go with the tube policy. I think the tubes are out now. We had our chance, but now we've shown our hand too quickly.
Too
quickly. But overall, you liked it.
Yeah, so she's a robot and her head is found in a dump. And that they send down from the stuff because also all their garbage
goes
down.
Back down now.
And then he gives her luckily, he's a doctor who works in robot doctoring.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like giving people arms, fixing up their robot parts. Also, the movie was extraordinarily violent. And for the way it was stylized, I thought it was going to be like, oh, like, this is for families. And then sometimes stuff happens and you're like...
Oh, God, yeah.
It was truly gruesome. Like, her crushing heads. And, like, no question...
Like human heads?
Well, I mean, like, yeah, but the blood was blue. I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah, right.
But, like...
Not human. I'll tell you right now. Human blood? Red.
Yeah, but honestly, the more I think about it, like, the future, yeah. I have no idea. But, yeah, no, crushing a lot. And they were bad guys, but it was like... You know how some things, like, are, like... We watch so much stuff that's all about like Marvel stuff, superhero stuff, where it's like, it's not about killing people. But in this, it was just like, oh, superhero strength and stuff. And then it's just like crushing a head.
Yeah.
And it just, that doesn't happen.
Even the Marvel movies, Tenet's a great movie. But also, like, John Wick.
Right. I guess there's a lot of murder. Great point.
Well, you have, like, a movie like John Wick where, like, basically he's just shooting people in the head left and right. And then, like, NPR is like, we loved it. And you're like, wow.
Well, the vibe of the movie felt very like a kid's movie.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Or it didn't. But, like, the look. I guess I just see mostly movies that are family friendly in that, like, super, like, strength and all of that stuff. And then it was just, like,
and she's a child, right? Murders. I mean, she's a child. She's like a robot. No, she's like a robot Pinocchio, right?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you what age she was in the end. You know what I mean? Because they were like,
what did you think of her look? Because some of the criticism was about her look. Because they and I remember the actress speaking to this. She was on a podcast I listened to. But she was like, I know some people have a problem with this. She was like, we were just going for something a little different. Because they widened her eyes a little bit. A lot of it was like CGI.
Yeah.
You know, she acted out everything. But like they kind of made it a little bit more like less human in a way. Because she was supposed to be a little.
It was interesting because she was like I actually really don't understand the mechanics of the whole concept. It was like her robot brain, she was older than they thought.
Well, if she found her head, then she must have come from somewhere. Did they get into that?
She came from the dump, and that's coming up in part two. Part two.
If that happens.
Yeah, but she, what? It was, I thought it was good. But very violent, and, oh God, Christoph Waltz, he first gives her, the body he gives her is the body of his dead daughter.
What? Like the real body?
Well, no, it's her robot. The robot body he was going to give his daughter because... But the more you think about it, she never got the body.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. It's putting a lot on Alita. Here's the body I was going to give...
And guess what he named her?
What?
Alita. And guess what his daughter's name was?
That's from his daughter. Oh, my God.
It's messed up.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Does she learn about this? Then she gets a boyfriend. I don't know who he is, the actor, but he, everyone gets like chopped in a billion pieces and he also got chopped in a billion pieces and then becomes, or maybe he just died. Wait, this is a lot of spoilers.
Well, a lot of Condor's in this. I just looked up the
cast. I know, she's like a super not even part of it.
Kendra, can I be an Uber Oscar nerd for a second?
Yeah.
You have not one, but two men that have won two Best Supporting Actor Oscars in this movie. You have Christoph Waltz, he's won it twice, and Mahershala Ali, who's won it twice. And then you have Jennifer Connelly, who's won Best Supporting Actress once, too. I know, I need to be stopped.
All the supporters.
Yeah, and then Derek Mears is in this. You know who Derek Mears is?
No.
He's played Jason from Friday the 13th in movies. I'm going to put this away now. Anyway, well, so there you go, there's your violence.
So I accidentally spoiled something just a second ago. Was that bad?
What'd you spoil? No. People are going to see this regardless.
And also, I was watching The Other Man's for the first 30 minutes, so I actually spoiled myself before I got it with sound.
I'm not buying into spoiler culture here.
Good, thank you.
We're above that.
But point is, her boyfriend gets,
chopped.
Like,
wait, are you just going back into the spoiler then?
Yeah, I mean...
What? I thought we were going to, like, gloss over that.
He got...
What are you
murdered.
Doing?
I forget how Shivved? He got murdered.
Wait, are you doing a shiv?
I think something happened.
Was it Mahershala Ali?
She had to give him her robot heart because he got, like, stabbed in something. Anyway, so she does that, and then they bring him back. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Bring him back. Give him a really nice robot body, like a good robot body.
Right.
And then he immediately goes and tries to run up the tubes because all he's ever wanted was to go up there. And then he gets... he almost gets sliced in half, like our 40th slicing.
Yeah.
And she holds on to him and then his arm falls off and then he falls and dies. And you're like...
So this guy was like a coward.
He literally just got his new body.
What? Did they and explain then was like, why he did that?
Because, I don't know, he was upset, and it was this, like, chance.
He finally had a chance to get out of it, but he was running away from...
But he didn't really, because no one climbs up the tubes.
If you could climb up the tubes, people would have climbed up the tubes.
Exactly. And they have really good defense systems against the tubes.
Of course. They would have to, Kendra.
This
makes me think maybe they will still go with the tubes, even though you brought up your whole plan to take down the tubes.
Well, also, sports ball in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a motorball.
Is it tube sender?
No, but there's motorball, and that's the only way you get to go up to like the top floor.
Oh, so you can perform.
If you win, I'm calling it motorball. I don't know what it's called, but it's got a ball and stuff. There's so, it's actually a little bit too long of a movie. You would feel that deeply. It's fine when you're in a plane because you ain't got nowhere to go.
Yeah. A lot of movies are great in planes.
Mm-hmm. So you watched Terminator.
Well, you saw, well, what about AXL? The second one.
I feel like I've said a lot. Like maybe you
But no, know. just tell the premise of AXL.
Okay. So, so AXL, I didn't even remember the name of what.
By the way, Kendra texted me and she's like, I watched two robot movies on the plane. And I was like, all right. She's like, Alita, Battle Angel. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I know that one. That's great. And you liked it and I was happy about that. Then you're like, AXL. And I'm like, I haven't even heard of that movie. And that's sort of rare because, really, I do.
Right. Despite not getting targeted for ads, you...
And yeah.
Speaking of ads...
Oh?
Let's toss to one.
What's that? I hear... But, no, AXL just had a funny, because you said it's a robot dog, right?
So the whole concept is, it is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. And there's a robot, well, okay, the kid, what does he do? BMX biking.
Oh, okay.
So yep. That's his thing. And conveniently, every dog from this, okay, there's military dogs, and they're called AXL.
Mm-hmm.
It's something about... fighting dogs. And they're like, we've been trying to get fighting dogs forever. Yeah. And it's like, by the people who brought you drone wasps. Like, It's like, well, we don't like these people. But anyway,
right.
He, this dog gets out of the base. And it's like, there's only one dog in there. And like, the big military thing is like hinging on this one dog. But they haven't had any breakthroughs. And you're like, you shouldn't program a dog that can murder people if you haven't, like, sorted some stuff out. But
these people don't think about that, though. I mean,
but every dog has, like, way too much free will. Like, it has so much. For a robot, it's, like, only free will, it seems. And so the dog runs away. The wasp drones are looking for it.
Oh, they're involved. I just thought you meant in general. Like,
No. There's like wasp drones looking for
it. Terrifying. Them.
And the BMX guy. Is that what it's called?
Is it like a motorcycle? Like a dirt bike
yeah, okay. / motorcycle thing. Yeah. Okay, BMX. DMX?
BMX are bikes, but I thought they were not motorized. Like, those bikes were, like, you actually pedal.
Dirt bikes.
But dirt bikes, I don't know, I could be wrong.
Who knows? If anyone knows, we would love to hear from you.
I had friends that had dirt bikes growing up, and we would go to this place in our town.
Dirt bike?
And I would do it, and I would always just fall and hurt myself.
Oh,
constantly.
God, watching made me very nervous.
I'm so bad at motorbikes.
Yeah.
Any sort of motorbike.
I just think...
If I'm pedaling, I'm good. If there's a motor on there.
Very good at pedal bikes. Yeah. No, but so he motorbikes and then he goes to a party. He's trying to become friends with like the rich kids who motorbike.
Of course.
And then they like do a horrible prank on him and like fill his thing up with bad gas. And then he goes off a jump and his motorcycle like breaks and he like falls down. And then they just leave him.
Wait. He's in the middle of a... jump and his bike just falls apart.
No, it just like how does it's that just work? Like I don't know. Honestly, the whole thing made me be like, I don't know enough about dirt bikes, but this seems like a dumb sport.
I just pictured them like unscrewing like one little thing, and they're like perfect. And then he jumps off this thing, and it just falls.
They
apart.
Put like a Slurpee
he's,
in.
He's
his
just
thing.
Holding like the
the handlebars.
I was just like, oh no.
Yeah, I wish it had been more. Turns out I do not like dirt biking. Like the whole time they were like, here's the fun dirt biking scenes. Not for me.
Is
I'm really
too stressful?
Glad. No, it just doesn't. It looks stupid.
Oh, well, it's kind of fun. They do like they flap in the air and they kind
of
turn the
sort
wheel
of, but
a little
like
bit.
It just wasn't for me. It's okay. Just like
you know what it is for you though, a robot dog.
A robot dog. Well,
with that much free
okay.
will, maybe
so
not.
Then he gets stuck there, and then this dog starts chasing after him, and it's a robot dog.
Yeah, of course. Well,
and then the robot dog sees that he's nice. I don't know how.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Did it? Oh, did it scan?
Yes.
Was
and
it
its
like a,
eyes
like the
are
Terminator?
Red when it wants to murder you and yeah. blue when it likes you.
Well, that's a good indication.
It is good. Yeah. We'll take it.
I mean, if that's what we're dealing yeah. with, I'm glad.
If you're in a Oh, but he's got a muzzle on. You will not believe how quickly this guy took off the muzzle. And then his teeth, he opens up his mouth and it's like four layers of like sharp metal teeth. Ugh. And then a drill.
Oh my God.
Or like a sucky drill.
This dog could do some damage.
Yeah. I mean, also, probably you could use that drill to fix your bike.
You said you didn't finish it, but did the dog sort of learn?
Oh, the dog likes him and starts trying to sync to his phone to be like, hey, here's how you repair me.
Oh, insane. That's fun. A little insane. Talking dog.
But also, but like the dog was able to choose who its like commander is, because they were just like, what we love about dogs is how loyal they are and how little they cough. No, what they like about the
dog cough is the best cough.
That's a dog cough. You'll never know if it's a sneeze or a cough. That's for like them to know and you to never
dog,
know.
What was that?
But yeah, it syncs to his app. He fixes it up. He gives it parts of his motorbike.
Oh, that's cool.
So he's got little like flashes.
That's fun.
Of red. Really dumb though. And then he brings his like girlfriend there, or like this girl he likes. She like comes to find him because finds out that he was like ditched. It is just trash. And then the guy who's running the thing is like, no, like he finds out where the dog is, and he's like, no, this is good. This is what we need. To have the dog sync with someone. Right. And it's like, you never should have done anything.
I know you didn't probably see, but I hope that dog takes a bite out of that guy's ass.
I don't know if he will. I was a little bit nervous about where it fell on the military complex. Like as it was going on, I was like, I don't know how this one's going to end.
As you do about, I think.
Oh, but the funniest part about the whole thing is the dog, he calls him Axel.
Mm.
And the main character's name is Alex.
Too close.
Because they don't know more than four letters.
Yeah, they're like, wait, we got A's,
whoa.
We got X's, we got L's, we got E's.
Anything we got beyond that, is insane. So yeah, it's Alex and Axel. It was so bad. It was truly, and especially after coming off of the other one, I don't know why I do it.
I bet you should have watched the end, because I bet you there was a dog named Lexa.
Who would be like, maybe the robot dog just needs a female robot dog. But it was, I don't know. I just really hope that that's not how they're programming dogs.
Yeah, well, I don't think so. I don't think they are.
No, I think that if they were, it would turn out robots weren't, it would just not be very good. It's like Terminator.
Why are you making robot dogs? That doesn't.
Well, they do make robot dogs. Actually, I think all the footage that they were using was of those Boston Dynamics dogs.
Yeah, crazy.
Like when they were like, other dogs just aren't very good. And it's just one of those robot dogs just falling on its face.
The dogs aren't as scary, though, as when they have like the humanoid sort of thing.
They shouldn't have teeth.
Well, no, but when the humanoid person is like holding the door and like doing like, you're like, oh my God, 5 years from now, we're all dead.
Yeah. Yes. The human robots.
Yeah, the human, yeah.
Yeah. Alita, you'd be a little concerned about the robot things. But what was nice about Alita is you realize that there's so much robot integration.
We need a robot hero we can believe in at that point, though. We need Alita. Battle Angel.
Oh, and then at the end, she wins the motorball thing, and she looks up at the guy. What?
Are you...
What?
This is the... Now you're back to Alita. You've gone back to Alita just to spoil the very ending?
No, but it's just... It's because there was a sequel. Just... She like, looks at him and is like...
Like bad guy? Yeah. Mahershala Ali?
No, because he ends up...
Oh, yeah. Well, he's not gonna...
Wait, who is one of the other Oscar people?
He's not gonna do another movie.
He's not Christoph Waltz. He's not other guy.
Yeah, I mean, those are the two Oscar guys. I mean, there's... Oh, there's Jackie Earl Haley. This guy?
Couldn't tell you. I don't think so.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Is it Jennifer Connelly?
No.
Quick thing. Speaking of dogs, I have an interview with a dog adoption agency in
Ken,
a week or two.
What?
Yes.
This is live news. Holy crap, Ken.
Well, I was looking on their website and there's dogs I kind of want now. And I'm like...
You were like, you need to get approved.
I need to get pre-approved. So then but I really should wait a couple of months from now. It'll just be like a better timing thing. But
yeah.
You might just see me on the dog with on the dog with the street sometime.
Whoa, I hope you and your dog keep your home.
I won't be good at it. I might just get a dog.
Wow. I had no idea, Ken. Congratulations.
You know what? Blame Maya, the boxer/hound that I fell in love with.
When did you meet that? Oh, on the internet.
I haven't met her. I just saw her face on the internet.
Yeah, you get that. You gotta not look at... I say that as someone who literally follows like four...
big ears and one of them just sticks up. Oh, and she has her head cocked a lot. She's like, oh.
So cute. Congrats. Yeah. I'm glad that you're not gonna get a robot dog.
Well, personally, I did ask, and that set me back in the process.
Yeah, I bet. I bet they were like, yeah, we do not want this guy to do this.
Yeah, we'll probably need to wrap up, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
what's our connection to Perry Gilpin?
I don't know.
Okay. So Carnival Row, we're getting prep for it. It's that movie with Orlando Bloom.
Series, right?
It's a series, you're right.
Oh, okay.
No, you're right.
I said series, right? And I was like, oh, I actually don't have any clue.
What? No, but so, oh, I already forgot the man's name.
Orlando Bloom. Jared Harris.
Yeah, so Perry Gilpin was in How to Kill Your Neighbor's Dog. Jared Harris. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Jared Harris was also in it.
That's what you told me it was.
He was also in Mad Men. He's like the accountant guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's who you say you are when people ask you what you
do. Leighton, yeah. Well, people are like, oh, you're in advertising. Giving away a lot right now.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm that guy. And they're like, oh.
He killed himself. Oh, God.
What's the name of this movie again?
How to Kill Your Neighbor's Dog. Yeah. Perry Gilpin was in it.
Sadly, and Perry doesn't like to give out this information. It was a documentary that Perry put out. It's really, really crazy. Like, you think everything else she does is...
It's so positive, and then just a documentary on how to murder a dog.
Weird. It was a weird turn for her. But you know what? I gotta say, it was, you know, something new. Yeah. You gotta try something. When you're an artist, you need to try things, different things. So, good for Perry.
It is not that.
I'm kidding. I'm an idiot.
It was just a regular movie.
Yeah.
yeah, but anyway, that's the connection.
Great.
He's going to be in Carnival Row.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think that does it for the show today. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Okay,
please call in. Please reach out through various mediums of social media.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.